And welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 15th day of the month of Shvat. As I mentioned, today is Tu B'Shvat. Today as well is day 496, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage, continue to pray for their swift return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Gideon Shalush, Director of Jewish Heritage at Keren Kayemet LeYisrael in Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh in Israel, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Shalush slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Men Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Shalush will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for our dear Chayalim, Mishnah Berach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, where he will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call, reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. One housekeeping note, there will not be a call this coming Monday, President's Day. As always, though, I encourage our incredible callers to still pause at 1 o'clock or any time, 1 o'clock Eastern, obviously, 8 o'clock in Israel, or wherever you might be. Doesn't have to be at that time, but this is a pause to daven, to reflect on all that is happening around the world, especially in Israel. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shalush.
Shalom to all. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rabbi Herman. Thank you, Orthodox Union. So amazing to be with you today on this beautiful holiday of Tu B'Shvat, especially meaningful for me because all the years celebrated Tu B'Shvat in America and sharing insights with my community. And here now I get to share it with you from 6,000 miles away, from the heart of it all, from the land of Israel. So there's a lot of symbolism to this day, and I want to focus on Tu B'Shvat on this call. Here are a few nice ideas. Shvat is an acronym. Shenishma v'tzorot tovot. May we hear good tidings. And as Rabbi Herman mentioned, so important. We're praying for the chayalim, praying for the hostages, the chatufim, and just for the safety of the Jewish people around the world and in Israel. Rav Chaim Polachi writes that during this month, a person should make a special effort to emulate the qualities of Aaron HaKohen, who was an Oev Shalom Verod Shalom, because Shvat is an acronym for Shalom, Tova, and Bracha. That's what we say every day in the Shmoneh Esrei, Sim Shalom, Tova, Ubracha. So we need to be people of Shalom, Tova, Ubracha, especially to one another. Just as God blesses us with peace, blessing, and goodness, we need to shed that towards others as well. It's also this holiday an opportunity to contemplate our unique connection to the land of Israel. What does the Medrash say? The Medrash Rabbah in the Sefer Bamidbar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani achnis et Yisrael shen chavivin alai, la'aretz shechaviva alai. So said the Holy One, blessed be He, I will bring the people of Israel who are beloved to me to the land that is beloved to me. And again, how amazing to be sharing this with you from that beloved place. So in a practical sense, it's a time that we should be praising Israel, speaking warmly about Israel, speaking about its beauty, speaking about its holiness, planting trees in the land of Israel. On Tu B'Shvat, it's customary to eat foods that come from the land of Israel. So especially today, try to make an effort not to eat dates or figs that come from Jordan or Turkey, or even from America, but specifically from the land of Israel. Wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, dates, the seven species that the land of Israel is blessed with. Try to make a shehecheyanu on the new fruit on this day. And the, I saw from the Siftei Kohen, he writes, he was a student of the Arizal. He said, how are we praising the land of Israel with these seven species when in fact we can get these foods elsewhere in the world? He explains that there is a difference. Because when we eat fruits from the land of Israel, we're infusing our bodies with the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what's amazing actually about being here. It's like being in a sukkah. Every second that you breathe, you're breathing Kedusha. When you eat from these fruits, not just on Tu B'Shvat anytime, but especially on this holiday, you're infusing your body with holiness. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that one of the signs of the redemption are that the trees will blossom and the remnants of Israel shall return to the land of Israel. In other words, when we see the trees blossoming, when we see the land green, that's a sign that the Geula will follow. And it's hinted to in our Shemoneh Esrei, because we say, Baruch Aleinu et Hashana Hazot, that Kol Minei Tevoah, Telah Tevoah, that Hashem will bless the land and bless the crops. And then the very next blessing is Tekabe Shofar Gadol, the great sound of the shofar of the redemption will be sounded. Baruch Mekabet Nicham Yisrael, blesses the one who gathers and restores Am Yisrael to their homeland. So when we see the land green, when we see it flourishing, that's when we know that the redemption will follow. And how we are seeing that, 76 years ago, there were 600,000 Jews living in Israel. Today, 7 million Jews living in Israel, more than half the Jews in the world live here. And sadly, the other half, many in America, you have 80% assimilation rate. So many of the Jewish people we, you know, of course, we pray for everyone this to come closer. But there are so many here now. And again, that's very, very meaningful. Tu B'Shvat is a time to think about brachot, making blessings, but not just saying blessings, saying them slowly, saying them with concentration, with meaning. So especially at this time, to try to make brachot. Bracha, the shorish is bet resh chaf. Interesting, bet gematria is 2, resh 200, chaf 20, all twos. There's a hint there. When we are here and now, we're here in this world, but when we make a bracha, we're connecting not with one, with the here and now, but with two, with the next world. So bracha connects us to that higher place, to that higher source. Tu B'Shvat's also, of course, a time to think about the future. Think of the story of Huni Ma'agel, planted for his grandchildren and ourselves as well, to think about how the world will look 70 years from now, many years from now, for our children, for future generations. It's, of course, also a time to think about personal growth. Just as trees grow branches, and flowers and fruits, right? It says in the pasuk, "Ki Adam eitz hasadeh." The man is a lichen to the trees of the field. If you compare man, the pasuk compares man to trees. So just as these are productive, so too our actions should be productive. Doing good deeds are called fruit because they're a product of our efforts. Just as trees strive upward but are deeply rooted, we also have to create for ourselves a solid foundation. The deeper our roots, the taller the tree. Just as a tree gives but loses nothing by giving, it continues to produce fruit year after year. We want to do the same. Just like a candle loses nothing by lighting the next candle, we want to constantly be giving. A tree also offers shade and care for others. We want to be doing the same. I'll end with a final thought. It says that Adam got his name from the Adama, from the ground. So it's fascinating. There's a question from the Maharal. What's the connection between man and the ground? Okay, so Adam, but he gets his name from Adama. So what's interesting is that if you go outside and you look at the ground, there's different types of ground. You can see some places that are completely desolate, and you see weeds and not particularly beautiful. And then you go to other places and you see stunning botanical gardens, beautiful manicured lawns. Well, and says the Maharal, Adam is like the Adama. Adam gets to choose what kind of ground are you going to be like. You come from the ground, and what are you going to make of your life? Are you going to be like that ground, like the other ground? Are you going to really make something of yourself, or are you just going to let things lay fallow. So this is a challenge for us. It's a beautiful holiday. It's the holiday of Tu Bishvat, and I want to wish everyone a Tu Bishvat Sameach and an early Shabbat Shalom. We will now say the series of Tehillim, and I hope you'll join me. We're going to start with Tehillim Parakraf, Psalm 20. Amnaseach Yizmor L'David, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Ve'olatecha Yedash Nesela, Yiten Lecha Chirbavecha V'chol Atzatecha Yimaleh, Niranena Bishuatecha U'veshem Eloheinu Nizkol Yimaleh Adonai Kol Mishalotecha. Ataya dati ki oshia Adonai Meshicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kodesho, Bigvurot Yeshayimino. Ele Varechev, Vele Basusim, Vanachnu Beshem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Heimar Karu Venafalo, Vanachnu Kamnu Vanitodad, Adonai Oshia, Amelech Yaninu, Vyom Koreinu. Tehillim Perek Chav Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Loechzar, Binoteshi Arbitzeni, Almei Menuchot Inaleni. Nafshi Shovev Yancheni Bemagli Sedek, Leman Shemo. Gam Kelech Begeit Salmavet, Loi Rara, Ki Ata Imadi. Shiftecha Umishantecha, Heima Yenachamuni. Taruch Lepanai Shulchan, Neged Tzorai, Dishanta, Bashemen Roshi, Kosi Revaya. Achtov Bachesed Yudifuni, Ko Yimei Chayai, Bishabti Bebeit Adonai, La'orech Yamim. Psalm 121, Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalos. Esai Nai Le'arim, Me'ain Yevo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai, Oseh Shamayim Ba'aretz. Al Yiten Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum V'lo Yishar, Shomer Yisrael. Adnai Shomrecha, Adnai Tzilecha, Al Yad Minecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakecha, Ve'areach Balayla. Adnai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmor Et Nafshecha. Adnai Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvoecha. Me'ata ve'ad olam. Psalm 130, Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir Ha'amalot, Mima Makim, Praticha Adonai, Adonai Shema V'koli, Tena Uznecha Koshuvot, V'kol Tachninahai, Ima Benot Tishmor Yaha, Adonai Mia Mohon, Ki Imecha Hatzlicha, Lema'an Tibarehe, Kibiti Adonai Kipta Nafshihi, Kelid Baro, Ochalti, נפשי לדנאי משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדנאי, כי עם אדנאי החסד והרבה מופדות. והוא יפתה ישראל מכל עוונותיו. תהילים פרק קוף מם בית, פעם 142. מזכיר לדוד ביותו במערה תפילה. כולל אדנאי עזק, כולל אדנאי חנן. אשפוך לפניו שיחי צרתי. לפניו אגיד, ויתעטף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, ואחזו עליך, תמנופח לי. הבית ימין אראה, ואין לי מכיר, אבל מנות ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי, אתה מחסי, אלכי, בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אורינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרדפי, כי אמצו ממני. הוציאה ממזכיר נפשי, לא תות את שמך. ביחתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עליי. אהכינו, כל בית ישראל, אהכינו, כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה, בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים, ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם, ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה ומאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה אשתה בגלה ובזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. In English, אחינו, as for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. And we have the Misha Berach for the Israel Defense Forces. Love the beautiful tune. I'm going to just open with that tune for the first few words. Misha Berach, Avoteinu, Abraham Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, V'Yevarev, Et Chayalei, V'Hagana V'Yisrael, Danshei Kochot HaBitachon, Aumdim, Amishmahar Arseinu, Be'arei Eloheinu, Migivul HaLevanon, Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, Umin Hayam HaGadol HaMevarvam, V'chol Makom Shehem, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, תן עמי תויבינו הקמים, עלינו ניגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה בתוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, ידבר סנינו תחתיהם וידשם בחטא ישועה ובטר ניצחון, וקיים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם. Ha'olech imachem, li'lachem lachem, im oivechem, lo'shia etchem, b'nomar amen. Now prayer for the Shvuyim, for those being held captive. Misha Berach Avoteinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron, David U'Shlomo, ויברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו וכל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם ויוציאם מחושך וצמוות ומאוצרותיהם ינתק וממצוקותיהם יושיעם וישיבם נהרה לחיק משפחותיהם יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני האדם. וקיים בהם מקרא שכתוב ופדירי אדוני ישובון ובעל ציון ברינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם ששון ושמחה יציגו ונעשו יגון והנחה ונאמר אמן. Prayer now for the sick, for Misha Berach, for the whole, and I'll pause a bit for everyone to insert the names of those loved ones or friends who are not well. Misha Berach Avoteinu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo U'Yevarech V'Yirapeh Et הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפאותם, להחזיקם ולהחיותם, ישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לרמח איבריהם ושיסה גידיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shulish. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Tuesday. Again, Monday is President's Day, but as always, we encourage you pause at 1 o'clock or any time to share a moment of tefillah for brothers and sisters in Israel and for all in need. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world for the OU. This is Naftali Herman wishing you a wonderful day, Tu B'Shvat Sameach, and Shabbat Shalom.